Okay, your WJBC weather forecast. I don't know if you've noticed, it's a little hot outside, a little hot, and you're going to have to be prepared for that as we have a heat advisory for the next couple of days. So be prepared. Keep yourself hydrated. High 91 today is what Lauren Rainson's forecast says. My car will say 95 today easily, and when I'm going to open the door and try and get in it, it's going to be ready to bake cookies in there. Tonight, low 74. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms every afternoon, but they're small chances. It's rain we do need. 89 tomorrow, high 88 on Thursday. 86 right now, and I swear that's in the studio, but we're trying to keep the air conditioning up for Public Information Officer Elias Mendiola and Bloomington Police Chief Brendan Hefner, both properly dressed this morning. I'm glad I dressed up to be with the two of you because you're styling today. It's got to be nice to not be in a uniform when it's this hot. It wasn't that long ago, Officer Mendiola, that you were wearing the full uniform. Now in your new position, you get to wear a tie or jacket. How hot is it for our officers on the street on a day like today? How much are they wearing?
With all the gear and that vest really keeps in the heat. So I would say approximately 10 degrees hotter, definitely hot with the vest on.
So you're sweating out a lot at the end of the day, and you've been on a lot of foot chases. Now, Chief Hefner, when you were back on the street a long time ago, because you've been hierarchy for so long, were you able to find special ways to make it through the heat when you were wearing all of that gear?
You just have to hydrate. I mean, seriously, keep hydrated, but when it's hot, it's hot, and I swear, during really hot days, for some reason, I had to be outside the vehicle a lot. But That's about all you can do. I mean, even with the dry, even though I'm not in uniform as often, but when I go out, even with the new dry wicking T-shirts you have and some of the vest covers that we have, you know, still at the end of the shift, your vest is sticking to you like it's made on you. I mean, it is what it is. But better to wear the vest than not.
It is better to wear the vest, and I want to congratulate your officers who have been doing some serious running lately and catching people. Every time I see another update of an arrest that's made, it's followed by a foot chase. So that's got to be hard in this heat plus all of that equipment. But because of the heat, we seem to have a rise in crime, and it seems to be involving guns. Chief, can you give us any idea as to why that happens every year and what's going on this year that we have such a rise in gun violence?
I can't tell you exactly. I mean, we always know when the weather changes, there's going to be more activity. And I think sometimes, as we were discussing earlier, I think with good weather or extremely hot weather, people's patience is shortened. And then when you couple the fact that some people, unfortunately, go to the use of firearms as a way to resolve their disputes, it's just not a good recipe. However, I will tell you, though, I received some information from my peer in Springfield. Actually, I speak often with the chiefs from Springfield, Decatur, Peoria, and unfortunately, everyone has had a rise in crime in regards to weapons and homicides. And while we aren't doing, you know, we aren't too much above what we were last year in some aspects, we are nowhere near what's been going on in other places. For example, in the month of May, Springfield had 17 people shot, you know, 3 homicides. For the year so far, they have 7 homicides. And they have some gang issues. I know over in Decatur, there are some people that just have feuds. Here, fortunately, we have not been able to relate our confirmed shootings to each other, which is a good point. Don't get me wrong. We don't want any shootings.
Right, but we haven't found a pattern.
Yes, we haven't seen anything retaliatory that we can positively identify, even though we're always aware of that when we know certain people are in the area or witnesses see certain people. So We will stay on it. We will do what we do. I think Officer Mendiola told me we have 10 cameras up now, overt cameras throughout the city. Mm-hmm. And I believe that does deter some crime. We cannot measure that. But what it also does is help us put things together after crimes have occurred. And it still mystifies me when people do things near the large overt cameras above, and you know, it assists us in putting pieces together afterwards.
1013 here at WJBC and WJBC.com. I'm Susan Saunders. I'm always pleased once a month, and I get to talk with Bloomington Police Chief Brendan Hefner and new Public Information Officer Elias Mendiola about what's really going on behind the press releases and what's happening in our community. Now, Officer Mendiola, do we have any more updates on the shooting at Todd Drive, where a man was shot in the leg and manages to walk across the street and run into police presence at the Thornton's gas station? Do we have any more updates on that case of whether or not it was a random drive-by shooting or whether or not he was a target? Seemed to be the number one question people were asking.
Well, the investigation is still ongoing. I know we did get some information from our public safety camera that's in the area that was reinstalled there recently. So we do urge the public, if they have any information, to definitely get a hold of us in incidents like that. It's near a major intersection. We're sure there's witnesses that think that maybe a small piece may not matter, but to us it does. To include that camera, we were able to get some information, of course.
Now, that area has had a number of calls for violence, and when you look on social media, and I appreciate how the Bloomington Police Department is very open about a lot of information and quickly responding to citizen questions on your Facebook page, but when you have an area that suddenly has a specific uptick in violence, there are innocent people that live in apartment complexes and neighborhoods that want to know what's going on, and they also want to know how they can try and drop the violence in that area. Once an area seems to be a hot spot, is there a specific plan of attention from the Bloomington Police Department?
Well, obviously, we have cameras up in that area, as we do as with others. Actually, I think we put an additional one in that area. But it takes communication. And I want to be very clear, when we have issues in areas like that that crop up, there's only a small amount of people who are causing the issues over there, and oftentimes it's not even the people who live there. So I want to be clear with that. But we will increase our patrols, and we try to do it not in a scheduled manner that way, because you know, people who are doing wrong, if you're on a schedule, they notice it. We try to do that. Obviously, we arrested a person over there just a few weeks ago where we got some drugs and firearms. Mm-hmm. And we will continue to do that. So, but we also need the public's assistance. When you see things and you people can recognize suspicious activity, the car is stopping, people going in and out, coming back and forth, or
Looks like there's a business going on.
Right, or you've seen certain individuals around, like when this last shooting occurred, and you notice that if you get plate numbers, things of this nature, or if you get a name or something, call us up and let us know, because all of this assists us in trying to make your specific area safer. We have to do it together.
When you have a random tip that you're not sure is important information, but you want to report it anyway, call the non-emergency number.
Yes.
And ask for who?
You can ask for someone in detectives.
Okay.
And tell them you have some information to pass along in regards to a shooting or whatever it is, and someone will get back to you. If it's drugs, someone from the vice unit will get back to you. So whatever, if you call, we will respond.
Speaking of drugs, and I know I didn't prep you on this question previously that I was going to ask about it, but obviously the opioid epidemic in the United States is constantly in the headlines and becoming worse every day. And Chief Hefner, you and I have discussed before about the influx of what kinds of drugs in our community seem to be the most prevalent. What are you currently fighting the most and picking up off the street when you're catching drug dealers?
It's still the cocaine and marijuana, either cocaine, crack, or marijuana. We are not seeing much heroin just because we're not seeing it. Obviously, we know it's here because there have been some incidents, but the volume and everything else of it, we aren't seeing it. And I hope we don't, but when we have cases to make on the rest mm-hmm. of heroin or people who are have illegal prescriptions, we enforce it.
And unfortunately, the opioid epidemic starts usually as a gateway drug to heroin. That's the replacement now.
Yes.
Any new drugs showing up in the area? Occasionally, I'll see headlines of something that, you know, can touch your skin and automatically put you in the hospital, or, you know, combinations of new recipes of different things. We haven't seen anything.
I don't know about that. I know, you know, fentanyl has been big mm-hmm. lately, and
it's
in the
been
news.
Mixtured with
yes, and I don't understand how people try to come up with ideas to just use drugs. You know, they're not chemists. And that's what I always wonder about when I used to work narcotics with the meth and other things. These are people on drugs making the drugs, and you want to take it from them. That just never computed in my mind, but you can't unless you're doing the drugs.
One of the things we do want to talk about is a way to possibly improve things on the West Side, including in a kinder, gentler way, to do a police presence that is actually part of the community, is the opening of the Jefferson Street Community House. We'll talk more about that after this short break on WJBC.
AM 1230.
A voice of Central Illinois. WJBC. WJBC.com.
1023. I almost forgot. Congratulations to both the Normal and the Bloomington Police Departments when it comes to Cop on Top, but I didn't get to talk to these cops when they were on top of Dunkin' Donuts just last week before the Special Olympics torch run. Were you selling a lot of donuts, Chief Brendan Hefner, Bloomington Police Department?
I wasn't selling donuts. I was more supporting our officers, Sergeant Bill Wright and Sergeant Kyle.
Now, Sergeant Kyle, he does everything and then some.
Oh yeah,
for Special Olympics, he's
highly,
plunging and running, and
he is
dedicated,
highly regarded, and very dedicated. He was up there. I think Officer Stinson was up there. I think Officer Rizzi. We had people down below. We officers stopped by who weren't working, and it was very nice.
Public Information Officer Mendiola, tell me about some of the people that supported your Cop on Top cause for Special Olympics and the Torch Run.
Yeah, it's definitely a community as a whole, and we were getting messages on our social media about people that wanted to stop by, pick up some items. Specifically, we had Clemens and Associates that did a special purchase of some donuts. So did the Evergreen Racquet Club and Bloomington Normal Audiology. So we greatly appreciate those businesses and local support.
And thank you for everything you did for Special Olympics. I mean, there was a lot of money raised in this community for the Special Olympics games that happened in our own backyard. It's very cool to see everybody's support. Speaking of community support, there were questions back and forth as to what the actual community center was going to be, but you'll be able to see it for yourself with the grand opening of the Jefferson Street Community House. All right, I'm going to put your PIO skills to the test here, Officer Mendiola. How do you describe what the Jefferson Street Community House is? It's opening this week.
I think it's a community collaboration of various groups, grassroots efforts in the neighborhood to bridge some gaps that might be there with residents and the police, to see the officers in an everyday, hey, how are you doing? Is anything going on in your neighborhood? Do you have any concerns and issues? And an open forum to speak to those issues.
Grand opening party is at the Jefferson Street location, 828 West Jefferson Street. The new community house is opening this Friday, 4 to 7 o'clock for an open house. What's going to be happening during the party?
It's a family-friendly event. There's going to be games, youth activities, and food. Plenty of representatives from the Bloomington Police Department, from the Mid-Central Community Action and the West Bloomington Housing Collaborative, and then, of course, from the individuals that have helped us out with the monies and the grants from that, from everything from our city council individuals will be there, and other groups throughout the community and through this area.
Chief, will you be there on Friday?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, will that be a day for you, just out of curiosity, to be in uniform or in a shirt and tie? When you're out representing that type of place, because you want kids and people who've never talked to the police to talk to them.
I will be in uniform, because the thing is that one thing I just cannot stand is when, if I'm in uniform somewhere mm-hmm. and a parent will bring their kid by and say, next time you get in trouble, I'm going to have him come talk to you. We don't want people fearing us. And we don't want people believing everything, with all due respect, that they see in the media or on TV when some adults point that out. So this affords us an opportunity to meet with kids and talk to kids in just a positive manner, be it about what's going on in the neighborhood, sports, whatever they want to talk about, so they understand that, yes, we have uniforms on and we have a tough job to do, but we are also human beings.
And you can smile while you're wearing the uniform.
Yes.
It does happen. All right. I do have to ask a particular question about information because, you know, we're all greedy to know everything first now in the world. Now, we work here at WJBC in a news talk environment, so we're trying to do the latest and greatest in news reporting. But with the advent of social media, people are curious publicly and unfortunately also putting out misinformation faster than the real headlines can be created. And in the police departments, I understand you're doing current investigations. You may be outside of a house and it's a on-the-spot situation, and we can't talk to anybody right now. But we have noticed that there's a little bit of lag time between how different departments do things. So I guess this is a question for both of you, but I'll start with Officer Mendiola. You're starting to put out some things on social media because you've got a great Facebook page, which is really informative. You're starting to put out some things there before we're even getting them in the media. Is that going to be the new format of information? Is wait until we put it out and we'll put it out there first? Or will there be other ways for people to get answers to questions as to why there were six black and white vehicles outside of my neighbor's door for the last 24 hours?
I think as long as information that we can give out, we of course want to expedite that information. Social media is a positive platform to have correct information out there as long as that does not pose a danger or hamper an investigation that is currently being investigated by the Bloomington Police.
And I'm glad you said that. That's one of the reasons that we will call from a media organization like ourselves is to find out, is there a current safety concern or threat to the community that we need to pass on?
Correct. And if we are allowed and able, and of course it possibly might be a community issue that might pose a community danger, we of course are going to put that out. Now, as far as timing, that does go out. Some new agencies have contacted us prior. Mm-hmm. We will tell them, hey, this is going out, possibly then when we're able to. And then, of course, a media release is soon followed thereafter.
Okay. Chief, any statements you want to make about when you can put out information and how it's done?
Well, when we put it out, we obviously go through Elias. However, as he stated, we're not going to put out information that is going to jeopardize a situation or an investigation. But I want everybody to be clear. If there is a threat to the public, we will let you know. Sometimes we could just be securing an area and an investigation is going on, and that's really all we can put out at that time because, you know, sometimes when you put out information, you actually give information to the perpetrator or the perpetrators in regards to what you're doing. So every incident is kind of different. So in regards to social media, like he said, that is a good positive platform. But as a citizen, you need to realize that everybody who puts things on social media is not accountable. We are. So I would give more deference to the information source in regards to it being accountable because other people just put things out. It doesn't matter if it's true or not, but obviously if it comes from us, we're putting out what we can, when we can, and it will always be with public safety in mind. But and that also, we're also trying to apprehend who's responsible as well.
Thank you very much for your honesty. I appreciate it. Bloomington Police Chief Brendan Heffner, Public Information Officer Elias Mendiola, thank you for joining us today on WJBC, and hopefully we'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you.